Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Chris Abati, the founder and CEO of Navita. Chris, how you doing?
I'm well, Kemp. Very excited to be talking to you this morning.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about this launch of the Ceramics of Italy tile competition. Before we get to that, you've been working with the Italian Tile Commission for a long time. Actually, you started in a marketing role with them, and then you left to start your family, and then came back and started Navita, and you focused on PR for them, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I worked at the Italian Trade Commission starting in 1990, and I was the director of marketing for the Italian Tile Center. It was part of the government, but we worked hand-in-hand with the association. When I left after maternity leave, I pitched this idea to start the agency to support them after my love of tile and flooring had really grown. They went for it. So I started the company with them as our corner store client. And now 29 years later, we're still working together, obviously very involved with coverings as well as Trusai.
Yeah. Then you've expanded it to where your PR for Neocon as well, right?
Yeah, we've been working for Neocon, I think, for about 12, 13 years. We have about 30 people now working across the country in design, architecture, activations from the, the architects themselves to the products to the exhibitions and projects. It all started with Italian ceramic tile and a beautiful organic progression to the company. So I feel very lucky.
You speak Italian, so how did that come about?
I was actually born in Bologna, the place where Trusai takes place every September, because my parents were there. My dad was in medical school, and I'm an Italian background, but I just, made a commitment. I wanted to work with Italy and try to use my language and travel there. And I was so lucky to be able to kind of create this whole career, which allows me to go back at least twice a year.
All right, well, let's switch to this competition. This has been going on for a while. Give us a little of the history on it.
Competition actually started when I was away on maternity leave in 1995, but when I got there in 96 with the agency, we kind of really started to blow it out. It was created because, we really wanted to figure out how to connect and with the architecture and design community in North America, but also to just, get examples of the very best work using the materials. And, we thought, what better way than to call for a competition? We would see things all over the country, Canada and Mexico as well, and then be able to celebrate the very best. So we would do a call every year, and over the years, we've had thousands of submissions and met so many amazing friends in the architecture world that have then gone on to do other things with us. We've done books and special films and all sorts of things that have celebrated great architecture and design using the Italian ceramic material. It's been wonderful to watch it evolving and to be amazed every time I see our winning projects and how people are using the material.
We're talking now because you're kicking off the 2025 edition of this competition. And to give a couple of details, it's got to be a design firm that enters, but you also want to know the contractors and the other folks involved because you give them recognition as well, right?
Yes. I mean, from the start, we connected with Rick and CTDA and Bart and TCA over the years. They've been really wonderful supporters because we see a great project is not just about the material. It also relies a lot on who's installing it, how it was found and purchased, et cetera. The award is really focused on the architect designer. And this year, our competition is the North American version. So we're looking at North American practices. Projects can be really anywhere, but the firms have to be in North America. And then we use the great content and information we get to promote great installations at coverings with the winners. And we also recognize the distributor or contractor there. And then we bring the winners with us to Trusai in the fall. We introduced maybe about 6 years ago the student piece to it, where we ask design and architecture schools and their students to come up with renderings of how they would use Italian ceramics in a project. And the things that have come back have been so amazing. It's a next gen look at how designers will be using, materials or want to use materials. So it's been a really nice additional compliment to the competition.
All right, so let me mirror what you just said. To enter, you need to be an A&D firm, and you need to be in North America, but the project can be anywhere in the world, and there's, I think, five or six categories. You've got a residential category, a non-residential or commercial category, an urban landscape category. You've got design and new applications and students. Is that right?
Right. There's residential, non-residential, urban design, which is like more city-based with plazas and streets. And then new applications was created because we're recognizing that a lot of material is going into countertops and cabinetry and different ways that people are using ceramics and porcelains, especially these large-sized porcelains. So we wanted to encourage firms to show us their work in that area and so that we can set examples, you know, give others ideas. So that's a brand new category for us. And the deadline for this year will be Valentine's Day, February 14th. And the projects need to have been created between 2020 and 2024. So they can be a renovation project, new construction, extensions. All the details are on the website, which is tilecompetition.com. And there are also forms to fill out to submit.
One stipulation for sure is the product that was used on the project has to be Italian tile, right?
Yes, that is true.
All right. Tilecompetition.com is the URL to enter. And it's good to talk to you. So we're on this short week of Thanksgiving. You're headed to New Orleans, aren't you?
Yeah, just arrived in New Orleans. I'm very excited. My daughter, who works at Novitas as well, lives here in a beautiful house. So we're going to enjoy Thanksgiving New Orleans style. So I'm really looking forward to that. And I want you and your family to have a wonderful one as well. And check us out on the website and obviously also on Instagram, because we'd love to connect with the audience and answer any questions and see a lot of great projects.
All right, Chris. Good to talk to you again. Been talking to Chris Abadi, the founder and CEO of Navita. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.